The latest government jobs report shows the American labor market moving into its strongest hiring pace in years. Employers added 217,000 jobs last month, and the unemployment rate remained at 6.3%, its lowest level since September 2008. May also marked an important moment, the highest total payroll level in U.S. history. All in all, a seemingly solid report. But those looking closely say it is premature to celebrate much, especially when at least 10 million people are still looking for work. NewsHour economics correspondent Paul Solman has the story, part of his ongoing reporting, Making Sense of Financial News.
All right, man, it's you and me.
Today's headline, May was the fourth straight month employers added more than 200,000 jobs. The last time that happened, more than 14 years ago. Yet the unemployment rate didn't budge. So we asked MIT labor economist Paul Osterman for his take.
Good news and bad news.
You know, it seems like every month I interview someone like you on the first Friday of the month, and they say, good news, bad news.
That's right. There's a reason for that. The good news, 200,000 jobs a month added. That's great. Bad news, the level of pain out there has not changed. There's still about 20 million people who are either unemployed, working part-time but would like full-time jobs, or not in the labor force but would like to be in the labor force. That number is just stable, and it's a lot of pain.
The unemployment rate stayed constant, but that's because we added 200,000 jobs, added 200,000 people to the labor force.
That's right, but think of the population and think of the number of people in the population who are working. That tells you how healthy the economy is, how good the job market is. That number plummeted in the recession and has barely climbed back up. We're not at pre-recession levels.
Indeed, the so-called employment to population ratio has been below 60% for 5 years now, down almost one-seventh from the ratio pre-recession, to a low last seen in the Reagan recession of the early 80s. Now, the economy is adding jobs. In fact, May marked a milestone. 5 years after the end of the Great Recession, we've finally regained the nearly 9 million jobs that were lost. But Osterman, who has researched the quality of the new jobs, says they represent no progress in wages for the economy as a whole.
20 to 25% of all adults who are working are in poverty-level jobs. Jobs that if they worked full-time, full year, would not raise them above 125% of the poverty rate for a family of three.
A recent report by the National Employment Law Project found that lower-wage jobs in sectors like restaurants, retail, and administrative services have accounted for the lion's share of the job gains since 2009. Christine Owens runs the group.
They accounted for 39% of job growth in the recovery. 4 out of every 10 jobs that were added were in those 3 very low-wage industries.
According to this same study, all low-paying industries accounted for less than a quarter of the job losses during the recession. But they have accounted for almost half of job gains since. Put simply,
we've gained far more jobs in low-wage industries than in mid-wage and high-wage industries.
In May, for example, some of the biggest job gains were in healthcare. Seems promising. Yet many of those jobs are low-paying.
Jobs like home care. Home care is one of the fastest-growing jobs in our economy, and it is the job that is expected to grow the most over the next 10 years. It pays poverty wages.
Paul Osterman elaborated.
Healthcare is a very bifurcated, polarized industry. You've got the doctors and nurses at the top. You've got the home health care aides. You've got the CNAs, the certified nursing assistants at the bottom. Those bottom jobs are going to grow immensely because of the retirement of the baby boom, because of the demand for home health care. And so a growth in health services, while expected, does not necessarily lead to better jobs at all.
Consider the entire economy, says Osterman, and what the average job has been paying.
If you look at wage growth in the economy, over the last 12 months, it's been about 2.1%. That's barely ahead of inflation. So people are not getting ahead in terms of their earnings in this recovery.
And if you look at where so many of the new jobs cluster, in non-supervisory work, today's employment report says that wage growth actually trailed inflation over the past year. The bottom line for May, then, more workers and more jobs, but not necessarily the kind of jobs that signal anything like a robust recovery.
Paul details more unemployment numbers online, including the underreported stat of those who are not in the labor force but say they want a job. See how high that has risen on Making Sense.